Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another awesome Wednesday evening of enticing, exciting poetry on our show, The Art of Seduction. I hope everyone is doing so great tonight. And thank you, Passion's Promise, for our poet, one of our poets here on allpoetry.com, the poetry site where all the poets from all over the world reunite and where we broadcast these radio shows from. Thank you, Passions, for this wonderful song tonight. And before we dive into the inspiration for tonight, I would like to say hello to my lovely co-host, Pam Ray. Hi, Pam. How's it going tonight?
Hey, Naomi. I'm doing great. Looking forward to hanging out with you, hopefully some other cool poets, and, you know, just delving into, reading, and commenting on some beautiful central poetry tonight. And how are you doing?
Yeah, great. I'm getting used to these shows. I'm getting into it. Yeah, just
awesome.
Slowly sinking into it, getting more and more comfortable. Yeah. So this week, well, I just fell in love with the art that I have that inspired me for the contest for this week by Dimitra Milan. I think her art has this aura of sensuality, like beautiful softness around it, but also a sexy vibe to it. I don't know if it's just me, but I thought, right away when I looked at it, I just got that that sexiness out of it, And so she was born in 1999 in Athens, Greece. She started painting when she was 5, and she did this masterpiece at 5 years old. Then she couldn't repeat it, so it was like a one-hit wonder, And but then when she got into her teenage years, she started painting again, and and she's known to be a teenage prodigy. She started taking courses at age 12. Of course, both her parents are painters, and they have an art studio and everything. And, and by the age of 16, she had sold over $1 million worth of art. So, come on, that's great. So she now lives with her husband in Georgia. And so that's it for Dimitra Milan, the inspiration for tonight that gave us that beautiful, beautiful art that inspired so many people.
Absolutely.
Just great art.
It truly is. And I like that you mixed her artwork with quotes for the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the theme of wild. I thought that was a really wonderful theme for tonight.
Yeah, well, she has elements of wild, throughout her painting. She has nature. She played a lot with nature. You see the elements. You see the wild animals. And, that was all in her painting there, So I just dug out that word wild, came to my mind when I looked at the painting. So I said, let's go with wild for the title for this week's contest. So wild. We'll have a wild night tonight.
Sounds fun to me.
So do we have anybody on the lines, Pam, or are we just both old us?
just good old us so far.
That's
two wrecking balls.
Yeah, okay, so we'll wreck the place, tear it apart.
There you go. All right. Well, whenever are we ready to move this party forward?
Yeah, we have quite a few poems, so whenever you're ready, and people will phone in eventually, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Or we'll just hang out us two and have fun.
There we go. Sounds good to me. All right, well, up first, we have Saudade's Blues by Colab. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah. How did you pronounce that? Saudades?
Well, I pronounced it Saudades, but, I don't know if that's right.
Okay. Saudades Blue. Sounds nice anyway. Like a kind of a suede blue, I don't know. Saudades Blue. And she wrote to the quote, "This girl is magic. She's wild incantations. She's that spark that lit me back to life, and I'm burning for her." So this is the way it goes. Skin the color of cinnamon, emanating the scent of cardamom. Her eyes glint in the sun, the color of burnt coconut husk. Nothing artificial, no makeup, no mascara, no corn hair. Her corn hair disheveled as if she'd just gotten out of your bed. And that gait filled with mischief curl to say provocative remarks just to get a spark from any listener. For allure and everything about her sizzles with magic, the girl you'd never be bored with, perhaps not the kind you place under a roof behind a stove, but the one who would turn all drums into an event. She's a magic, and she doesn't know it. They want a taste of her. Some would like to just crush her like a beer can between their paws, while others look in awe, shake their heads, and change sidewalks. Too much effort. Bigger than life, they prefer small, predictable things. And then there's that special man that sees her for what she is. Instead of catching her under his net, he lets her fly in freedom and watch her flit until she's flown too far from his radius. And the plans he's made 5 years has disintegrated into grains of sand flowing between the fingers of his dream. Watching her dance in the tropic sun during an ice cube fight, image frozen in sepia, memory, her hips swaying under his weight. His suede's melody is all that he has left of her, and without him, she had lost her magic. End poem. Oh, wow, what an interesting poem, and what a wonderful, wonderful, you know, right to that prompt there. She just attacked that prompt with brio all the way. I just love the reference to cinnamon and cardamom right away, you know, the beautiful imagery that she started off with in that first stanza. And Pam, what did you think of this right?
Really enjoyed this, and I'm looking forward to commenting. But before I do, I'd like to go ahead and bring somebody on, and I believe this is Martha, area code 667. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
This is Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Well, hello, Martha.
Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hello.
And
hello.
We also have
hello, everybody.
One more person. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Laurent on. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Bonjour, Monsieur Laurent.
Merci.
All right. Well, I found this is a really stunning tale of a central right of a woman who has personality, who has confidence. I like that, like you mentioned, the cinnamon and the cardamom scent of it right away, how she plays that in. And I like that when people do that, they don't just rely on the sense of what you could see in the poem, but, you know, what you smell, what you hear. And you really get a really great sense of how this woman moves with confidence. And I truly adore how she comes across and finds this one man who lets her be free, who lets her be herself. And there's something really special about when a woman is a free spirit and a man is strong enough to let her to continue to be that free spirit and knows it's what is part of her beauty. So I thought this was an amazing rite and very well done.
Oh, yeah, that's an awesome comment. Laurent, did you get to read, to hear the write?
No, I just read the poem. I just read the poem.
Okay.
Co-op always delivers. She's very good with the sensual. I very mm-hmm. much like the description in the first stanza. No mascara, her corn hair disheveled as if she'd just gotten out of your bed, and that gait filled with mischief. So much of her character is revealed in those lines. She's very, very good at descriptions. And as for sensuality, it's implied heavily, obviously. But the act, so to speak, is not of the moment, but of the future. I love the poem.
Yeah, that's great observations there. And Martha, did you get to read the poem?
Yeah, I was just reading it. I think it's really great. I love the imagery and the truth that it brings out. It's really a great write. Very well done.
Yeah, well said there, Martha. It truly is. I just love the part when he says, you know, she refers to other people around her. You know, their attitude. You know, some of them they look in awe, shake their heads, change sidewalks. Too much effort, bigger than life. They prefer small, predictable things. You know, that says a lot about this character here in this poem. Just a wonderful write by Collab all the way. Just bravo. Okay, Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right. Well, let's see here. Up next we have... All right. As You Like It by Random Scribbler. And Martha, will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. As You Like It by Random Scribbler. Dark is the evening, misty is the surroundings. I called in the winds, snow is on the hills. Home is the place, ready is the space. Dreamy are the eyes, comfy is the bed. Throbbing is the heart, trembling is the body. Slow is the lamentation, easy is the persuasion. Tender are the whispers, cozy are the embraces. Soft are the hands, velvety are the touches. Hot are the lips, sultry are the kisses. Dazed is the mind, emotions are high. Wild are the strokes, noisy is the fight. Fierce is the love, gentle are the sighs. Deep is the sleep, after the games of night. Sunny is the morning, yummy is the coffee in the poem.
Ah, that was just a beautiful, beautiful read there, Martha. Just bravo on that read. I just enjoyed the pace and flow of this write. You know, she takes us through, you know, the first stanza, all the elements of, you know, of nature there, you know. And then home is the place, ready is the space. And then she takes us through, you know, what goes on in a relationship so brilliantly. I think this is a guy. I'm saying she. I think it's him. But this is so well written. What are your thoughts, Laurent, on this wonderful piece?
I like the title, As You Like It. I like it a lot. I like the way she sets the poem up. Dark is the evening, misty is the surroundings. Chill is the winds, within the winds, snow is on the hills. Home is the place, ready for the space. That those last couple of lines, deep is the sleep after the games of night, sunny is the morning, yummy is the coffee. Seems to me that coffee could extend into something else. I find the exclamation points misplaced, except in the last line, where it belongs. Other than that, nice poem.
Oh, I agree. And Pam, your thoughts on this, right?
Yeah, I thought this was beautiful and clever. You know, I like how the simple, straightforward language, and there's almost a repetitiveness that gives it a form-like style. Even though I'm pretty sure it's not an exact form, it still has a certain style to it that is consistent to me throughout the poem. I really like this all the way through, but especially what stands out to me are Our tender are the whispers, cozy are the embraces, and dazed is the mind, emotions are high. I like how in that line that they capture the idea of how, you know, logical thoughts just go right out the door, and when love comes in, it's beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, so much so. You know, even to the morning coffee there that they enjoy together, the wild are the strokes, noisy is the fight, fierce is the love, but gentle are the sighs. So, and deep is the sleep after the games of night, and sunny is the morning, yummy is the coffee. You know, you can just imagine them in bed there sharing that coffee, you know. And Martha, your thoughts on this poem?
I think it's beautiful, the way it flows and the imagery. And it's in the representation of the act of love. It's just a beautiful ride.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed it is. So, Pam, where are we off to next?
All right. Up next we have What a Wild Ride by Sam Sampson. And, Lawrence, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, I will. A wild ride. Basement party was rocking. She asked for a vodka cran. It was just a thank you, peck on my cheek, then another, until I turned to my friend, and she landed one on my lips. And she stayed, lingered. She stepped back in surprise, then dove in for the kill. I could taste the cran and loved it. Slow swipes of the tongue, languid lips, still together, a mad dash up the stairs, party forgotten, buttons popping, 1 foot hopping. Now my lips traveled elsewhere. New set of lips to kiss. I'm such a tease. Come up for air. She wanted to taste herself, a wildness in her eyes. And we were off on a wild ride. Woke the next morning, and she was gone. Oh, but what a ride it had been.
And thought. I just, I like the pace of this, right? And, you know, the kiss itself, the way he captured that in such an enticing way, from the quick peck to then she lands one on my lips, then she stayed, lingered, stepped back in surprise. You know, sometimes you kiss somebody and you go, oh, wow. Ooh la la, and then you go back in for more, you know, and then he describes the lingering to the deepness of the tongue swiping, and then all the rest. So I just thought that just amazing right here by Sam. Pam, what did you think of this write?
Well, first of all, I think vodka and cranberry juice sound pretty good. I really like, as you mentioned, how there was that build up, like it started with the quick peck of the kiss and then build up into the excitement, the enticement. I really liked buttons popping, 1 foot hopping. Now my lips traveled elsewhere. New set of lips to kiss. I'm such a tease, came up for air. Just fun and delightful lines that have a great kind of youthful and spontaneous sexiness to them. So just a wonderful write and very well done.
Oh, well said there, Pam. Yeah, I good observation there, the vodka crayon. I hadn't noticed that, but, you know, that's something I actually drink, but I put 7-Up in it. I put a bit of 7-Up in it, you know, to give it some fizz, vodka, cranberry, and 7-Up. But anyway, it has the same effect, I can assure you. you get kind of drunk if you drink too much of that. Martha, what are your thoughts on this poem?
I really liked it. It was a great story, and the imagery and the emotion, it just drew you right in. It was a really good ride.
Great observations there, Martha. And Laurent?
I've got to assume, I mean, I think everybody experiences or hopes to experience or might want to experience a moment like this that comes unbidden, hoped for but never realized, and all of a sudden there it is, and she landed one on my lips. And she surprises herself, but then dives in for the kill. I like that. And I like the way he moves things from the party to the upstairs, a mad dash up the stairs, party forgotten, buttons popping, one foot hopping. That was a very skillful transition. And what follows are some really well-wrought euphemisms for some mad sex, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Awesome comment. Pam, did I ask you to comment on it? Yes, eh? Oh, yes, you brought up the vodka.
Yes.
Cranberry.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're on to the next one.
Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome area code 703. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, the usual. Hi.
Oh,
hello,
hey,
everybody.
Bobby. Glad
it's
you could
Bobby.
Join
Hi,
us.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
It's exciting. It's just Bobby.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. It was a crazy weather today. We had 69 degrees. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if it's still February.
Well, you're already warmed up, so you're ready to go.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Pam, the next one, please.
All right, up next we have Uncaged Wild by Diane D. And Bobby, would you give that a read for us, please? Okay, well, hopefully Bobby will call back. I think she accidentally dropped. But, there she is. That was quick as a bunny. All right, very cool. Welcome back, Bobby. And I've put up Uncaged Wild by Diane D. Could you give that a read for us, please, Bobby?
I would love to do that little thing.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. I will key that up. I will tee that up here for you. And we got, great. Diane D. and Uncaged Wild. Uncaged Wild sent her body writhing, her thoughts urging her to detonate, to broadcast that pressure mounting. She revealed herself, now vulnerable, submerged in the weightless waters, stroking her tight-squeezed thighs. The ocean thrusts her into a rhythm, and her pulse beat outside her body. Wild came savagely to the surface. Looking into her eyes, he whispered, "You are at a point of no return," stimulating her to become inflamed. She peaked like a percussionist who steals a well-harmonized orchestra. The longer he carries that note, the longer she could halt her heartbeat. Overwhelming was that moment when a wild, wretched sea washed back and forth like an aged washing machine, sending her to the edge of eruption. She handled heat like a wolverine with a lamb clenched in its fangs, shaking violently, drenching, and surging to a full-bodied, uncaged wild. End poem.
And I love Diane writing in this style. She said in a comment to me, she says, "I'm new at this sassy writing." And I answered, "Well, you are sassily awesome, because this is just great, you know." She took that painting and she breathed wild passion into it, like, wow. You know, this is such a captivating write all through. Wonderful flow, just superb imagery and metaphors used. And, you know, just so wonderfully worded. You know, like Diane can write anything, you know. I mean, she's just, her use of imagery is just out of this world. Laurent, can I have your impressions on this, right?
Yeah. New to passionate writing, is she? I can't wait to see what's in the future. You know, when you selected the topic of wild, and when I see that the title of the poem is Uncaged Wild, all right, I'm going to make certain assumptions about what's coming. But she totally, I mean, totally blew me away. That last stanza, she handled heat like a wolverine with a lamb clenched in its fangs, shaking violently, drenching, and surging into a full body, uncaged, wild. She absolutely lived up to the topic and to the title of the piece. All I can say is, wow, about the wild.
Oh, yeah, so true. It's an amazing comment there, Laurent. She did indeed. And Martha, your impressions on the poem?
Oh, I thought it was really good. It's exciting, it's hot, and it's just an excellent write. So in motion and imagery, I loved it.
Yeah, you said it, Martha. Hot, eh? It is hot. It's like boiling. And Bob,
when you read this, it's hot.
Yeah.
She has a wonderful pen. She has a wonderful command of euphemism and metaphor. And she can conjure the picture just close enough to where we could all look at it and know what's going on. But she leaves enough to the imagination to where we can play with it. And that's a really artful writing. And so she's done a really, really fine job. She says she's not used to this. God help us when she gets used to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And Pam?
Yeah, this is just absolutely stunning. Wonderful use of imagery and metaphor. You know, I really am looking forward to seeing more writes from Diane in our Art of Seduction contest. This is beautiful all the way through, but I'm especially taken with she peaked like a percussionist who steals a well-harmonized orchestra, and, of course, that ending with the whole idea of she handled heat like a wolverine with a lamb clenched in its fangs. You know, it's just absolutely stunning the way she brought forth a woman who, when pleased, erupts forth like a bloodthirsty animal. At finally having that taste of freedom, you know, just absolutely a stunning write and very well done.
Oh, yeah, so well said there, Pam. I just loved also the stanza with the overwhelming was that moment when a wild, wretched sea swashed back and forth like an aged washing machine, sending her to the edge of eruption. Using the idea of a washing machine, you know, when the washing machine, when the clothes get stuck and it starts jerking all over the floor there. Yeah, I can just see that image, you know. Yeah, that was a great metaphor right there. So just wonderfully done. Just superb, Diane. You can be proud. So where do we go on next, ma chère Pam?
All right, well, I don't know what you said, but sure.
It's my dear Pam.
Oh, okay. All right,
yeah,
up next we have...
In place for you. Not on the rain, not on the air. It might in text. Not on the air.
Up next, we have Sky Blue by Eric Svensson, and we do have a recording for that. So, here we go.
Sky Blue, sky, wedged between water's edge and clouded desire. to plunge into placid lake surface, where ribald river urges gorge, cut a pathway into dreamy stillness, cuddle, kiss your soaring spruce demeanor. Concubine mist cocoons your mountain head. Oh, drink deeply from my magenta musings. Imbibe my cobalt blue whispers. Feel my deep river urges riddle. Rod. Rooted in longing spruce soars. Rise of sap reaches upwards. Green branches finger. Frisk cobalt blue sky breath. Magenta mind meanders to valley floor. Calicious moss fur cuddles. Cloisters covert desires. Rooted in fertile earth. Sky. Oh, such manly strut beguiles. Sweep of arms across the valley. Salient tilt of spruce backbone upwards. Clench of jawline set resolve. Bulging buttocks emulate mountain peaks. Conquistador intent to vanquish. Ventriloquist control my magenta mind. Harness my cobalt blue coolness. Rod. O victorious cobalt vixen, you bobcat scratch, snarl and curtail. Flagellate my hardwood with lightning streaks. Swoop down upon me with Valkyrie passion. For you my roots seek sustenance in darkness. My fingers reach down to brush, crush your furry green moss mound. Calm eye of your magical storm always brings me to my knees. Sky. Oh, my virile mountain-headed man, font of strength steeped in dreams. Falcons freewheel through your mind space. Beavers build dams in silvery duty streams. Earth bondsmen, you broke a peace accords. Oppose gravity with each bicep thrust. Sassy sway, swivel of hips as you chop wood. Placid Lake Hymen ripped apart by your naked body's urge for coolness. Rod. Subtle, sensual succubus sky, deny me not. Storms are weather. Even send my spruce roots into deeper darkness. My life sap surges with ribald, rapid dreams. Seek sustenance from your mysterious magenta mind. Desires your cobalt blue coolness. Mountain high, valley low, liege and lover, not overlord. End poem.
I'm just dripping in colorful seduction here. Wow. I just love how we took that picture and all the natural elements that you find inside of the picture and just, you know, wrote, composed this wonderful, wonderful rite. I'd love to have you, Bobby, your impressions on this rite first. What did you think?
Oh, my gosh. This is truly impressive. His command of language never ceases to astonish and impress me. I mean, what he's taken with that prompt and the sky blue, and just he's woven a story that's so complex and so layered. Oh, drink deeply from my magenta musings, imbibe my cobalt blue whispers, feel my deep river urges riddle. And the way he's divided it up into sky rod, which is really, really clever, making it almost a dialogue between the two lovers. And the language is so almost Shakespearean. It's almost like Shelley. It's poetic. It's eloquent. It's classic. Yeah, but there's no doubt in your mind of what the story is about. So he's not obscured the story with his language. I think he's embroidered it and embellished it. This is a beautiful piece. I'm going to keep this one in my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. I love those lines that you pointed out there, Bobby. And you can hear the alliteration, the wonderful. Yeah, he has wonderful imagery, but he also has wonderful alliteration all through this, you know, like a sassy sway, swivel of hips as you chop wood. You know, that's just one example, but I mean, it's rich, full of it all through this rite. And Laurent, your thoughts on this poem?
Well, with apologies to Eric, I want to venture outside the poem for just a moment. A couple of years back, I ran into a band from Finland called Nightwish. And the first few songs that I heard by them, until I became aware of what they could do on a regular basis, left me literally speechless. As did this poem. Completely transports you to another place. All you can really do is listen and experience the images as they flow by, the backside of your eyeballs, or the backside of your eyelids, and you get a sense of what's going on, without necessarily picking up on any specific, because if you stop listening to the whole and try and listen to just lyrics or just the music or just the instruments in a band, you tend to lose the all. And I found I was not concentrating on the specifics of the poem so much as I was absolutely enjoying being transported to where I was by the poem, and just letting it flow over me like water. And, once you find a piece like that, you go back and you read it again, and you read it again, and you let it settle within you. And then you can start picking out lines, stanzas, etc. I'll second what Bobby said. It's a wonderful piece.
Oh, yeah, it's so true what you said. I love that, to comment, Laurent, about this, every part of it becoming a whole. That's what the rush that I felt, too, when I was listening, that it was all coming together, to form a whole here. Great comment there. And Martha, what did you think of this write?
I think it's beautiful with soul, sensuality, and images, and it just kind of picks you up and carries you away with it. It's an excellent ride.
Mhm. Like you flow, like on the wind a bit, the wind of passion. Well said there, Martha. And Pam?
Yeah, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I really like the use of imagery and alliteration. And I really like also how he made it a back and forth. So we get this very intimate look at two lovers exchanging their time and touch spent together. So beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, yeah, so well said there. Just such a clever use of natural elements all through, as metaphors, and so worded. just formidable right here, Eric. Just wow. And where does that take us next, Pam?
Well, before we move to the next poem, I'd like to welcome area code 254, which I believe is Passion. So welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Passion.
Good to have you.
Hi.
Do Hi, I? Passion.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. And you?
Doing terrific. Glad to hear that Lauren's on. I don't have to see the husky voice tonight.
Right?
Did you hear the last poem, Passion?
No, I didn't. I got on right when y'all started commenting.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. We're just happy to have you. And so, Pam, where are we off next?
All right. Up next, we have Hearts on Fire by Liquid Mind Forever and Passions. Will you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Where is it?
Refresh.
Oh. Thanks, Lauren.
Welcome.
Hearts on fire. You raise the dead without a sound. You push us to stampede speed. With hot breath upon my face, my breast quakes like wounded knee creek. Ripples inside my navel where ancient children kick and pummel. I feel buffalo hooves pound against the untrammeled bronze of my flesh, and in silent wisdom you beckon me, allow you to come astride like a painted ghost pony who flies the prairie's tide, silent and gallop. Their roan withers moan, their burnished mane gains momentum. I shiver, shake in undefeated tetan steps where we meet. Wind in our hair, starlight in our eyes, together alone as the great mystery knows our spirits as we soul dance to native beats, strumming, flesh upon flesh in passion sway on our undamaged pristine land. In our ominous sense, your clear sense hint, with your omnipotent lamp, you pierce unhealed sores from my scarred milkless breast where no babe comes to suckle. Yet you, with your unbridled fury, curing my braided hair, loosening indigo strands with your fingers, strength as you comb and knowingly clasp my neck, square my shoulders without restriction or violation. Barren fields lie like burnt hides. Each await the warrior's cry unleashed, unharnessed from the depths of my soul, to dance, to lie silently motionless as the moment when you lay your lone wolf spirit kissed eyes upon moist drops of anticipation's tongue. Let no woman, let no man speak false ways as we meet the new phase of moon as a first spring tulip, opening yourself to you as you spread your hands across my face and erase lost sounds buried beneath block and reddened foil. Blood and sinew trace my mouth and I open to your probing fingers. Daylight passes her shroud of mourning. Here we die in pure surrender. Hawk soars above. He drops a mottled feather to the ground where we lie naked upon our mother earth. I allow my tongue to touch my teeth, and in the deep solemnity of utterance, the mother of me chants. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I hear your heart beat. Hey-ho, hey-ho, hey-yo. Hey-ho, hey-yo, hey-yo. The sacredness of our union presses deeper, inseparable, we rocking on solemn ground to the sounds of our elders who watch with approval of our wedding rite of passage. And as they gallop off into the rising smoke of yesterday, the ancient ones grant us our eternal gift, our sacred Lakota name, Hearts on Fire, and home.
Oh. That was an amazing, amazing right there. Passions, just bravo on that. An amazing, amazing read. Just bravo. The way she took the picture, this is like Eric chose the same picture. That was a popular picture, by the way, my contest. And she just brought out she grasped the beauty of the two wild spirited lovers amidst the powerful wonders of nature in this rite. Powerfully. Wow, she has the word stampede there in the first line, and I think this was just like a wild stampede all the way down the page. Just an amazing and very spiritual too, Laurent, what did you think of this rite?
Well, I think she absolutely caught the essence of a joining of two people. While including the Earth, Mother Gaia, their own gods, the essence of the wild animal, perhaps only wild to the extent that their mating makes them so, civilized people after all, but in that moment, one with nature, with the sky, with everything around them, I think stunning is a slight praise for this particular piece. And to have it hard on the heels of Eric's piece is a real joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so well said there. I take the line, daylight passes her shroud of mourning. Here we die in pure surrender. Hawk soars above. And then she mentions the eagle, so she puts in the wild animals. And, of course, the gallop also, the throughout is just wonderful, too. Martha, what were your impressions on this piece?
It's beautiful. I love the emotion and the imagery, and I especially love the story that she takes us on. She tells us so much about herself. And the story as it goes on, I thought it was really great.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned that. Yeah, I think she does weave parts of, And Bobby, what were your impressions?
I thought this was a very powerful piece. Very strong emotions. I like the way she's tied the two lovers, the power and the wildness of the earth and the power and the wildness of the two lovers. And it's great storytelling, too. And again, here's another writer who has a superb command of language and vocabulary. Barren fields lie like burnt hides. Each await the warrior's cry unleashed and harnessed from the depths of my soul to dance, to lie silently motionless as the moment when you lay your lone wolf spirit kissed eyes, moisture anticipation's tongue. Does it get any better than that? I mean, that is gorgeous. That is just bloody gorgeous. I mean, the whole rite from start to finish. I think I'm going to be putting a lot of them in my favorites list here. Because this is another one that's just absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. The chant too, that she puts in there, makes it the poem all that more real.
Very visceral.
Yeah. Great comment there, Bobby, and Pam. What were your impressions?
Oh, I thought this was stunning. I thought it was beautiful in the way that it was both spoke. It spoke about the physical and the spiritual connection between the lovers and between the man, the woman, and nature. and just had really just wonderful, strong imagery all the way through and was very well done.
Oh, yes, so much so. And Passions, you read that so beautifully. What were your thoughts?
I felt the imagery and the emotion in this piece was remarkable. The storyline was well detailed. Like I've stated before, Liquid Mind Forever does really well. She's really good poet, and this whole piece is just remarkable. I can't just point out just one or two lines. I mean, the whole thing is remarkable. And I agree with the adding of the chant. It makes it also more spiritual, lifting, and I think it's superb.
Oh, yes, indeed it is. Martha, I asked you, eh?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay, I just don't want to forget anybody. Okay, so that brings me back to Pam.
All right, up next we have You've Stolen My Mind by our own Martha Gettle, and I have a SoundCloud for that, so here we go.
You've Stolen My Mind by Martha Gettle. You've stolen my mind. I think of you all the time. You've got my body running hot, and you fire up my every thought. I feel the heat running over my skin every time you look into my eyes again. And oh baby, what you make me feel every time that you kiss me. You've got my body running wild. I'm impatient like a child. Every time you leave me alone, I can barely breathe till you come home. I'm burning up over you. Your every look ignites my fuse. My life will never be the same. My whole body is calling your name. You've got my body running wild. I'm impatient like a child. Every time you leave me alone, I can barely breathe till you come home. Baby, take me in your arms. Surrender all your charms. Bring to me your burning heat, and I'll lay my heart at your feet.
Oh, this is just a wild, wild passion here inside of this song, Martha. I just love the lines, you've got my body running wild. I'm impatient like a child. And then after, you have the other line, my whole body is calling your name. Just love that, how you, and the flow and the rhyme of the whole piece is just amazing. Passions, what were your thoughts on this beautiful song?
I enjoyed it. A lot of there's a lot of different lines that caught me, like you got my body running hot, you fire up my every thought. I thought that was cute. And then and oh baby, what you make me feel every time that you kiss me. I can picture her waiting for him to return home. And her chorus line was beautiful. I love rhyme. So when it's done well, you know it's done well, and she done it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the those lines that you pointed out, their passions. And Laurent, your impressions?
As every month you deliver a poem that touches the heart in many ways. I'm always amazed by how many songs you have stashed away. Maybe one day they'll see music added. I hope. Well done.
And Bobby.
I'm always impressed with Martha's facility with assonance. I mean, she nails it like the lyricists, the professional lyricists nail it. Mind, time, hot thought. She's got it all in there beautifully. From a technical point of view, I love her writing. And from an emotional point of view, she always tells a great story, and she tells it from her heart. And Baby Take Me in Your Arms, Surrender All Your Charms, Bring Me to Your Burning Heat, and I'll Lay My Heart at Your Feet. There it is, right there.
Yeah, it's strong, eh? Strong, deep, and powerful, I felt. When I heard this song. Pam, that brings me back to you. What did you think of this write?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely beautiful. I really liked the chorus, and I really liked how this is a song about how a good love can just drive you crazy in a wonderful way. Just beautifully written, Martha, and very well done. And I would like to let you know that Frank has joined us. So welcome, Frank.
I knew it.
Hello.
I heard his chuckle.
Can you hear me? Can you hear my voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize your chuckle right away. Well, welcome, Frank. And did you get to hear the song?
Yes, I was able to hear. It was, as always, I do feel at times that when I hear Martha sing, that she soothes me at times with just the passion, the depth, the romance, you know, the sensuality, particularly this piece here. Really have a very, very, it's a romantic piece, you know, and it's a very central piece, but it's a very poetic piece as well, you know. There's so many beautiful lines in here. I mean, I look at the chorus, and it just runs and steeps with just romance. There's tremendous passion in this poem. Like, take me in your arms, surrender all your charms. So there is that you know, that reassurance there. You know, the word baby in itself is a very reassuring thing. You know, when you have a lover, you know, you express it in this way. And the way Martha expresses it in her songs is always one that I always enjoy. I thought you did a fantastic job, my dear.
Thank you.
So well said there, Frank. Awesome, awesome comments, everybody. So that brings me back to Pam. Where are we off next, Pam?
All right. Up next, I have your poem, Lawrence. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Will do. This is called Wild Abandon. A crowded bar. Background juke, laughter, rising and falling in irregular waves, masks, no masks, pinch on butt, firm, no mistake, something about eyes, some avert, others follow you, these eyes stab deep, eyes the color of evergreens, hair the color of crimson autumn, jet white teeth that flash. A Cleopatra gaze that paralyzed. Velvet gauntlet had been thrown. Brother, you're on your own. No false apologies, no take backs, only the offer, like a rare dish on a gilt plate. Sterling silver and crystal, setting for two. What does the guy say? I mean, that doesn't sound stupid or insipid, overeager, scornful, grateful, scared. Oh, my. Danger, Will Robinson. So you give eyes back. perhaps an opening of the mouth, slight, so the saliva stretches from mid-lip into the corner of your grin like a bubble, popping. Show a little tongue, lick your lips slightly and blink, astonished, because you are. You read her tattoos, both arms and calves, a woman of extensions, gripper of your peripheries, headed for ground zero with wild abandon. Extend your hand. Invite the carnivore. End poem.
Oh, wow. I'll invite the carnivore. I just love that finish. Oh, wow. I love how you took that picture and you made this whole character, and it's so her. I mean, you know, I think nobody had chosen that picture, and I'm just so happy that you stumbled on that picture and that you chose that picture. And there's those lines in here. Oh my gracious, you know, it's so well written. I'm going to comment farther, but I'm going to let other people comment. Like Bobby, you have a go at this first.
I love the title. I think it's a wonderful interpretation of the prompt, the picture, and the story that's built around that is wonderful storytelling. It's great. It's details, backstory, emotions. It's metaphor rich. I love. What I mean is that. Doesn't sound stupid or insipid, over eager, scornful, grateful, scared, or oh my, Danger, Will Robinson, which for some could be an obscure reference, but not for those of us of an age. You give your eyes back. It's great that the back and forth play, but the ending is such a wonderful coup de grace. Invite the carnivore. Well said, well written.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, great read. I love that you pointed out the back and forth there. That really caught me too. And Frank, your thoughts on this, right?
Well, first of all, I have to commend him on this poem here. You know, this narrative, the way he narrated the piece itself. It's very provocative, but it was done in a great, well, I thought you did a smooth way of using the imagery throughout the poem. You just have I've always said this, I'm sorry, that I don't know, I'm not saying that wrong. You always have a fantastic way of using metaphor and language when you do your narratives, in particular like this central. It was very, very tangible in imagery. The imagery was very tangible. I mean, like the way you just brought in, the way you encompass her, and the way you made it seem so central from the beginning there. I like the favorite, my favorite lines are the ones of the show of the tongue, lick your lips slightly and blink, and then it goes on with the tattoo performed in calves, which I do, you know, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not in the majority, but I've always find that a woman with tattoos are very sexy. That's just me. But I thought you did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an awesome, awesome comment there, Frank. And Martha, what did you think of this write?
Oh, I think it's great. I love the imagery, and it picks you up and takes you along in the story, and I love the uncertainty of him and the invitation of her. I think it was just a really great way, really well done.
Thank you, Martha.
Oh, well said. Well said there, Martha. And passions, do you have any tattoos?
yes, I do. I love tattoos. And this was a remarkable write, Lawrence. You did a fantastic job with the imagery, the metaphors. It was very breathtaking. Our two loves, so you give others back, perhaps an opening of the mouth, flight, so the saliva stretches from mid-lip to the tip of your grin, like a bubble popping. Show a little tongue. I mean, these lines are just fantastic. Remarkable job. Great
read. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, well said there. Well said there, Passion. Yeah, I just love, you know, the jukebox playing, you know, the crowded bar. You know, you set the mood here. And then, you know, the way you describe her, too, and you say something about eyes. Some avert, others follow you. These eyes stabbed deep. You know, it's just, you just bring us in those few beginning lines there. You just captivate our attention totally, totally. Bring us into this right. And Pam, your impression?
Oh, I thought this was absolutely stunning. Wonderful imagery all the way through. I really take, like, she had white teeth that flashed Cleopatra gaze that paralyzed. And no false apologies, no take-backs, only the offer like a rare dish on a gilt plate. And then towards the end, at the end where you say, extend your hand and invite the carnivore. It's like that whole thought of, you know, you might as well enjoy her for who she is, for her wildness. A beautiful sensual ride all the way through and very well done, Lauren.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, yeah. So every stanza, I mean, you can recite every stanza in this, you know, and just amazing. I love the popping, the bubble popping there. You know, you put sound, you put everything into this poem. Just amazing, amazing right here. So sensual and so sultry. And so wicked, Laura. Just amazing.
The devil
persona,
you know.
Yeah, it's just like, grrr. that was everybody, I guess. I got everybody. Amazing comments, everybody. So that brings me back to Pam. Where do we go next, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Wildly Yours by Adrian 41062. And Frank, will you give that a read for us, please?
Oh, by all means. Just tell me if I cut off here. It's called Wildly Yours, and it begins like this. Spontaneity, a couple of days ago, I bet you I'm a coral spring. You're so wild, never to be tame. This heart of mine has set aflame. Those eyes that mesmerize, a smile that sets emotions afloat. Your touch drives me so insane. A perfect rhyme of every word wrote. Each fingers dance across my skin. My heart uncontrollably beats within. You writhe in murmur in a spin. You are perfection, my dirty sin. Evocative with your come to bed eyes. The wild side of me becomes like yours. We do erotic things that live in dreams and only spoken behind closed doors in the poem.
Oh, an amazing, amazing read there, Frank. Your voice just brought out every aspect of this poem. You know, what captivated me in this poem was the coiled spring. It paints such a vivid image, you know, that coiled spring just you know, just waiting to leap out, you know, that's just captured my attention there right from the beginning, the coiled spring there, and the rhythm and the rhyme throughout all this poem, you know. And Passions, what did you think of this write?
Well, I thought it was a very good read. And, I mean, he made it sound better than I was reading it in my head. And I love rhyming. She did
all tonight.
And you could feel the romance, the intimacy, and you know the shyness at the end, where the you know evocative with your come to bed eyes, the wild side of me becomes like yours. We do erotic things that live in dreams and only spoken behind closed doors. So you can imagine what happens next. So it leaves you wondering, and that's a good thing. So overall, I appreciate a good read. It was good.
Yeah, I like that you pointed out that last stanza. Me too, though. And only spoken behind closed doors. You know, what a way to finish off the write. It's just an amazing line to finish off. What did you think, Laurent?
Yeah, well, you know, this poem suggests certain things. I know the last stanza has been covered, but the wild side of me becomes like yours. We do erotic things that live in dreams and only spoken behind closed doors. If you go back to the beginning, the spontaneity has never been my thing. Your touch drives me so insane. You've got a woman who's drawing out of this man what lurks deep, deep inside of us. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what do people want from sex? What are the various ways in which they engage in sex? Is it wild? Is it just the missionary position? Is it something you can't speak about except behind closed doors? It implies so much of the animal that it absolutely escapes us when we're in the middle of that beautiful conjugal thing called sex.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it depends on the cultures too, you know. In so many cultures, like, sex is so taboo, whereas here in Quebec, oh my gracious, you know, we're really open. You know, we're really open. Oh yeah, my gracious. It's like talking about eating, you know. It's like, you know, we're just so open with sex here. You know, it's just like on the menu,
yeah,
of every conversation. But, you know, that's just us, I guess. The rest of Canada, the English Canada, is very conservative. You know, I think we're more like maybe French from France, or I don't know where we get that side.
Puritanical, like the English?
Pardon me?
Puritanical?
Yeah, well, I think they have that kind of, that a bit of that side where I see my parents, you know, when I was growing up, and, you know, they're more English. Well, my father's French, but my mother's more English. And, you know, it was so taboo with her, you know. We never talked about that stuff. And, you know, me, when I got out, you know, with the Quebecers, and my gracious, you know, it was like a slap in the face.
There's only
and
one
now,
thing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I do
yeah.
need to interrupt. There's only one thing that scorns pleasure the way that religion does, and that's religion. Sorry.
Yeah. So true.
I agree with you there,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, me with my daughters, oh, my gracious, you know, like sometimes I blush, you know, around them. They're so open, you know, they're, you know, and my friends too and everybody. So I just became so open with it too, you know. Just so anyway, going on.
<Right.
laughs>
are we talking about the birds and bees here now?
So on with this poem, Pam, your ideas now, my dear.
Oh, I thought this is beautiful all the way through, and I like how it's about the intimacy shared between two people, and my. My favorite parts are the second and the closing stanza. So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, so well said there, Pam. And Frank?
I'm just going to say that I really couldn't. Let me organize myself here, reorganize here. I thought the poem was fantastic. I like the sincere. Obviously, this is a central poem, we all know. It's also romantic. But I like the simplistic notion of that perfect one. You know, not perfect one, the one that you. Now, that's the central thing. You know, if you were someone, you can be wild, you can be passionate, you can be sensual, sexual, and trivial. But it's one. It's more than this experience. It's when you share, and you share the body, you share everything that is of that person there. So it becomes much more than just the act itself. And I like the way Paul describes, you know, she of it as well. You know, that last line there is what epitomized for me. You know, if you come to bed eyes, and the last one becomes like yours. You know, we all come to a point of discovering, exploration as well. When it comes to lovemaking. And this is no exception here. This is just a genuine poem here that offers us, you know, the insight of what his, you know, what his experience is with his particular lover.
Yeah, I love that you brought that out. The intimacy, you know, that you feel there with another person is so important, you know, that kind of that sharing there. Yes, the knowing of the other person, you know. And the passions, what do you think of this, right?
I already commented on this one.
Oh, sorry. Did I got carried away there. Martha.
I loved it. I loved the rhyme and the flow. It was beautifully sensual and exciting. It just took you on a journey into the life of two people. It was wonderful, right?
Yeah, that's wonderfully said there. Took us on a journey. Yeah, it's a great way to state it there, Martha. And Bobby. Yes, what do you think, Bobby?
it's totally sensual. I've really enjoyed it. It doesn't paint everything out there in front. It leaves something to the imagination. And I want to let Frank know, you worry about birds and bees. We passed that about three poems ago. We're now into eagles and elephants.
Well, I just got on. You know, you have to realize I was away, so I wasn't aware of that. But now that you say it, I think I got the hint there, Bobby. I think I got the hint there.
Okay, so Pam, where do we go next?
All right, up next we have Addicted to Me by Passion's Promise, and we have a recording for that, so here we go.
Within your embrace, you will find that I am the waves of the sea, mild for the most, but potent at times, an addiction of make-believe. Sparkling waters transpire on tanned lips as honeysuckle drips off your sides. Our bodies roll with the tide's grip like a monsoon I hear horse cries. Clever the fruits of passion exist and the fuller our palms become. Back and forth motion consists as parting valleys become high strung. Addictive I am when all vices are loose and my actions become a hurricane. Fingertips become my bosom's noose and wilderness drives us insane. Maneuver I shall until I'm holding reins where I'm riding out the ship at sea. Sweat-stained flesh, neat Florida rains. Will have your sweet ass addicted to me.
Oh. That's sassy at the end. We'll have your sweet ass stick to me.
Yeah.
I love that. Lahat, what for you? What did you think?
Lawrence had to go for the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you want me to comment? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very sultry reading voice. Very smoky. A very Lauren Bacall. Great. It's usually what I sound like first thing in the morning. But this is a really great piece. Wonderful storytelling. Great visual imagery. Clever, the fruits of passion exist in the flow of our palms become back and forth. Motion consists of parting valleys become high strung. That is beautiful. I mean, she's got some great metaphors in here. There's no question that this is the act of love that's being discussed here, and yet it is done with such so artful and with such a delicacy and color. It's a really beautiful read right up until the very sad, like you said, very sassy last line. I like the surprise. I like the surprise. I thought that was very well done. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Martha?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it was great. It was beautiful, sensual, and exciting, and I would just pick you up and carry it along with it, and I just loved the ending. That was just unexpected and just perfect. A really great job.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And Pam.
Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual write all the way through. Great use of imagery, has a strong emotional impact. I like the sass and the attitude at the end. I also like sparkling waters transpire on tanned lips as honeysuckle drips off your sides. Just the beautiful lines, their passions, and very well done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I love those lines, too. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, what did I say?
She has tattoos.
No. Well, you know, I'll just say that I have to say this. I thought you did this was a fantastic write. You really have a gift for writing central pieces. You know, when people ask me, you know, what inspires me, you know, I just say, well, I just write because I'm passionate. It's in my gene. And I can certainly feel a connection with you. I think you're the same way. You know, there's not much of a secret when you write these types of poems. It just comes. You know, we all have this. I strongly believe we all have this within us. You know, just discovering this. Some of us are more passionate than the others. But I think this type of poetry, I've always been a champion for this type of poetry as well. You know, I think that this is as well great poetry as well. And it should have the merit that it deserves. Because it's not easy to write this. It's easy to express. It's easy to feel all these things, you know, of sensuality. But it's not easy to write them, you know, to express them in a way that they're tangibly understood. And you have a fantastic way of just being able to use metaphors in particular to be able to express, you know, the passion and sensuality that is very evident in this poem. And if I could say, it does, to me, it does feel like it comes natural for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not going to ask about the tattoos there.
Oh, they're scattered about.
Go ahead, you know you want to.
So thank you so much for that, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome there.
Oh, I agree. It's amazing right here, Passions. So, Pam, where are you taking us next?
All right, up next we have Do You Want Me by Poetic Picasso, and we have a recording for that one, so let me find that, and here we go.
Myanmar, Sai, to Kalor. I am your sexual fantasy, drenching you in ecstasy. Do you want me? If you do, tease me. Let's play my favorite game. Be the naughty woman I tame. Let me tickle your aching flesh, your carnal desires so fresh. My body is the taste of caramel, my conquest orgasmically durable. My fingers cause your caress moans, a thrust of a crescendo of erotic tones. My sweat, the sweet honey, dripping your bosom, the wine. I love sipping. My aroma is the manly scent of a lover, intoxicating your sentience under the cover. Or tempting lips feed our French kiss, blazing into a wild inferno of exotic bliss. Our tongues touch in a sensual exploration. Our souls discover the realm of evocation. I awaken your longing, arousal of pleasure. Your sexy body is a temple I treasure. Let me crawl inside your mind as we feel the heat ingrind. Make you remember my name. Your mind run wild and untamed. I am the conquistador of your seduction, the flame creating your burning conduction, a sexual fantasy you hunger, the wet dreams that linger. Déjame desvestir tu deseo con mis labios de copeteo. Sea el sabor de mi sed insaciable, el placer interminable y indomable. Let me undress your desire with my flirting lips. Be the taste of your insatiable thirst, the endless and indomitable pleasure. End of poem.
Well, I'll start licking my lips while Bobby finishes untying her seatbelt over there. So, Bobby, I'll let you talk first.
That, did you volley that in my direction? Oh, God. Thanks. Thanks. Oh, Frank. Frank, what are we going to do with you? Oh, my God. You are this endless well of passion, and you just keep coming up with something new and exciting every damn time. It's astonishing. And this one's no different. I mean, this is a wonderful, wonderful, passionate right. What did I write? I'm looking. I've lost my page. I'm so flustered. Shit. I lost the page. I think I read.
Well, just breathe. Just try breathing. That's just what I always say to Louise. Just try breathing first.
Well, I haven't been breathing for the last, 2.5 minutes? So what the hell?
There you go.
It's hot. It's sensual. It's a beautiful storytelling. I like your structure on that. I like the couplets because it gives it a flow that is so rhythmic, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it really, really does lend itself to that particular piece, the couplet structure. And I think it's a beautiful piece. It really is.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, absolutely. And Passions, we're still waiting for a collaboration between you and Frank there. That would be amazing. What did you think of this, right?
Well, as I've stated before, Frank does have a very, very, very good talent on writing sensual erotic. He knows how to take the breath out of people. A couple of you we had to resuscitate, but I'm glad you're back with us. I do like the couplets, how it goes in a nice little momentum, just like lovemaking. And he used a lot of beautiful imagery here, metaphors. I awaken your longing arousal of pleasure, your sacred vows of temple I treasure. Let me crawl inside your mind as you feel the heat and grind. I mean, he could actually put you in the place at the moment and not lose a beat. And this is a fantastic piece of poetry.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir.
No.
And I left the title there to be answered there. So I'll leave that for my discretion, perhaps.
This is going to turn into a Cupid show. Pam, what were your impressions on this, on Frank's write?
Oh, I thought this is a beautiful sensual write. Wonderful use of imagery. I like how the confidence comes across in it. There's a real great sense of movement and of, you know, just it's beautifully passionate and very well done.
Well, I appreciate that. If I forgot to mention there that I don't recall the quote, but it was quote number 6. You know, if you can, if you can have time to put it on the board, I can't recall what the full quote was, but I chose number 6 in the contest.
Okay. Number 6.
You can do
6,
that afterwards if you want.
Yeah, okay. And Martha, is Martha still with us?
Yep.
Okay, what did you think, Martha?
Oh, I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. It just captures you right from the start, and it's hot, exciting, and it just carries you along, and I just love it. It's wonderful, right?
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Martha. Thank you very much.
So well there, Martha. I just love this. I love this, the couplet, the sweet honey dripping, your bosom, the wine I love sipping. I think there's a wonderful alliteration within that couplet there. And, of course, all through, this is just like dripping with sultry and seductive and everything all mixed in. Okay, so, Pam, where are you taking us next?
Thank you very much.
So welcome, Frank.
Well, up next, I have your poem, Bobby. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
All righty. Where the light dances. Thanks. Thank you, Frank. I know you're in my corner. Where the light dances. Blazing, white-hot August day. Thermometer measures something between sultry and sweltering. The perspiration wanders slowly between my breasts. I mop the daytime from my face. I wring out my sunshine-soaked clothes, and then along you come, and I get hotter. A tiny rivulet of sweat trickles down your neck. I watch it as it races for the hollow of your throat. It disappears past your shirt button, and I want to follow it. The broad brim of your hat shades your face. Your dark sunglasses cover your eyes, hiding them. The eyes where I know the light dances. The warmth in your smile, the heat of your presence, you assure me that later we will steal away together and we fan each other in the welcome breeze of that promise. The day ends, the sun retires, our time has arrived at last. A trail of clothing marks the path from the door to the shower. In glorious mutual ablution, we purge the salty residue of the day. Outside, the heat diminishes with the abrupt thunderstorm, nature performing its own ablution with the cooling rain, the night revitalized in the refreshing downpour. While the curtain over the open window flutters in the temperate breeze, we revisit the day's heat, matching it with our own, as passions and intensity cause temperatures to rise once again. August night, blazing white hot with desire. Our sweltering, unclad forms tangled amid cool sheets, the perspiration wanders slowly between my breasts. A tiny rivulet of sweat trickles down your neck. I watch it as it races for the hollow of your throat, and I follow it, eager to chase the trail to wherever it may lead. As hungers, heat radiates, pursued by covetous hands, sweet sweat collects and clasps curbs and mingles, and our mouths murmur the language of desire throughout the night. We cling together in sublime exhaustion, silhouetted in the moonlight. My head on your chest, I look into your eyes, and I can see the light. In the argent glow, gazing into your eyes, I watch as the love light dances. End poem.
Oh, this is just beautiful, Bobby. The way you use the body parts throughout this, you know, and the perspiration, you know, and you brought it in to the beginning, and then you came back to it near the end, and weaved it in there. Just amazing, amazing right here. Passion, what did you think of this right?
I thought it was a beautiful piece of it goes through the workday and then how they caught up with each other, and the storyline was beautiful. And then while the curtain opens, the open window flutters in the temperate breeze, we revisit the day's heat, matching it with our own. You could feel the momentum of the poem taking a change and switching gears into a lovely night of lovemaking and passion. It was a beautiful read.
Oh, I agree there with the pace of it, eh? The pace of everything, like you feel the need, the longing and the need in the poem there as you read. Martha, what did you think of Bobby's write?
I love this. It's just a beautiful, sensual write of a journey into love and excitement and sensuality, and I just loved it all the way through. It was a wonderful write.
Thank you, Martha.
And well said. Well said there, Martha. Was indeed. And passions?
She commented already, I believe.
I already commented. You keep doing that to me.
Oh, I keep going back to the girl with the tattoos.
Frank. I'm not going to ask you. You must have something. Something must be on your mind there, but I'm not going to ask.
I must have something with tattoos.
Right.
Frank, what did you think?
Well, let me say that Bobby's sensuality her pieces of sensuality are always evocative, they're provocative, they're everything, you know. There is just a wonderful, wonderful sense of when she writes and uses or implements metaphors in language. She has a command of language, and she has a command of imagery as well. You know, this is a very seductive, I would say, you know, it's a seductive wordplay on foreplay and on eventuality on what is lovemaking. The way you describe this encounter here, using the elements of of nature here, I've always said that when you combine, human nature with mother nature, in particular when you do poems of sensuality, whether they're erotic or whether they're just romantic, these elements that I mentioned are very much conducive to this type of writing, because the imagery always makes it visible. And the way you write sensuality, in particular this poem here, it's always easier for me to relate to the imagery here. You have such extraordinary language throughout your poems, and you have a command of that. But it's the imagery that I'm always swayed with you. It's just a remarkable thing, it's a talent, I would say, that you can encompass, this talent in your poetry and be so effective. It's not an easy thing, and you do it consistently.
Thank you, Frank. I really cherish that comment. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Just stay away from the heat at times. You might get burned in a flame there.
Yeah, that's me.
That was an awesome comment there, and I so agree with you, Frank. And Pam?
Oh, this is really beautiful. I like the personal tone to it all the way through, the idea of the anticipation of watching a lover and spending time to get together, doing the everyday things, and then spending the night together. And beautifully written, sensual, and very well done.
Yeah, I just love that. I just love that last stanza, by the way, Bob. We cling together in sublime exhaustion, silhouetted in the moonlight, my head on your chest, just beautiful. Just so beautifully romantic, the way you end it. Such a passionate write. So where do we go to next, Pam?
All right. Up next we have Mistake by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a recording for that one. So here we go.
I look shy and demure. Of course I do. That's a ploy to pull you in. My eyelids are lowered, and I also have a pretty pink glow to my skin. Your mother will love me. Your father will wish that he could. But nothing can spoil my sweet purity. I am the epitome of good. Weeks pass and you are falling deeper. Then I allow a gentle kiss. Nothing more. It would be unseemly. After all, I am still amiss. When I ask you to leave, your grip becomes tighter, as if you can't let go. You ask me if you can stay the night, and I hesitate before I say no. Then I say, I have a treat for you, but to make sure you're not tempted to touch, you have to be tied to a chair. Now surely that's not asking too much. I drape myself across your body, kiss you, and say as I look in your eyes, I was made to be wild, wicked, and free, so I won't be listening to your lies. Finally, he is where I want him, a moving, needy mess of a man. Those reading this will expect me to begin to take everything that I can. Not so. He will simply pay the price that defilers everywhere must, when they promise a girl everything while they're consumed by lust. My dearest sister Lydia, remember her? She believed every word you said. You had her, left, now I've lost her. I can't fight the pain, I'd rather be dead. I've decided you're coming with me. An eternity in hell will give me time to watch you as you suffer. You in your hell, me in mine.
I just love this tale. Because the coy, the ruse, the passionate build-up to that denouement at the end there and that surprise, just so crafted and, you know, it's really captivating, right, all the way through here by Weaver. What did you think, Passions?
I think, holy crap. You know, I had to learn to wash my mouth while I'm on this show, so you know, other words were coming. But I mean, it was a great storytelling. I'm hoping storytelling piece of poetry. I mean, it was great detail. Long pieces don't usually hold my attention, but this one helped. I mean, I was gripped on all the way to the end. And the ending, my dear sister Lydia, remember her? I was like, oh my God. Who's you going to do him in? But gladly she didn't. But anyway, the piece was terrifically written. I liked it a lot.
Different. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, with quite a finish. Yeah, and the SoundCloud, you know, to hear Weaver's voice, she read it so amazingly well. Thank you so much for that SoundCloud, Weaver, and to everybody. Yeah, and to everybody sending a SoundCloud. It's so appreciated. Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, I know that we're running out of time here, but I'll try to make it not too long. I agree. I think the poem was a slow machine. It was the gentle tone in her voice really just conduced to her poem. You know, the whole imagery throughout the poem was just remarkable. You know, there's a sense of a confession here, you know. And, you know, acknowledging as a man, I will acknowledge that, you know, sometimes we are, you know, more of lust than love. But I think it takes experience as well to realize, you know, what a woman is, you know, and not just merely the object. And sometimes I would say that it is so oddly misunderstood, you know. I think most of us men could learn a lesson from this poem here and realize the true beauty lies before you, not somewhere else, when it comes to a woman like this.
Yeah, I'm so happy you pointed that out. It's a great observation there, and so much truth in those words, Frank. And Bobby, what did you think of this, right?
It reminded me of something that happened in my past.
Oh, really?
Yeah. this guy really pulled a dirty one on me. And so I played right back into him, and I got him on the hook, and I reeled him in, and I looked at me. And when he looked really confused, I looked at him, I said, John, my old friend, I have done something far worse than kill you. I have hurt you, and I wish to go on hurting you. I walked away. And it took 6 years, but I got an apology from him.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. I mean, there is a lot of truth to this great storytelling, and it really is. I mean, I like Passion's comment. You know, you get to the end, and it really is surprising. You do not expect it to take that little hook to the left that it does. And it was the opportunity that she was looking for, and she made the opportunity. Like I said, I've done the same thing to someone that I thought had, you know, trying to do me dirty. I set them up. I set the hook. I reeled them in, and they didn't know what hit them. and it wasn't. It was only done because this person was married with a child, and they were catting around, and they were targeting me. And I thought, oh, bad decision, bad move. I am going to, and I'll very quickly, because I know we're running out of time, but the end of the story was that this guy was making, this was, I was in Argentina, and this guy was Argentinian, and he kept making passes at me all week long at this conference. I was the only woman in this South American conference. It was all men and me. I felt like I had a target on my back, and I'm a blonde, so might as well put a target on my back. Anyway, at the end of the week, they had a dinner for us to wish us well and send us off. And this guy who had been just kind of hovering around me all week long, he sidles up next to me and he keeps looking at his watch. And he looks at me and he says to me, you know, he leans and he says, he's really ashamed that we didn't get to know each other better this week. I looked at him. I said, really? I said, what makes you think I haven't gotten what I wanted out of this relationship? He says, what do you mean? I'll clean this up a little because I know we're before midnight. I said, all week long I've been mind fornicating you. What makes you think I'm just not continue mind fornicating you? And the guy looked at me, his jaw dropped open. I leaned in and I said, and obviously you like it because you keep coming back for more.
Oh, you know, Bobby, that could be your next poem there.
That man was so confused looking the next day. He was so confused looking the next day. He kept looking at me and he couldn't figure it out. But I didn't like being a target. And I just wanted to, you know, just to let him know that targets can bite back. So this poem, I really identified very heavily with this poem.
That was a great tale there, Bobby. So Pam, that brings me back to you. Where are we headed next, Pam?
All right. Our last poem for the night will be Incubus by Incubus 2. And Frank, will you give that a read for us, please?
All right, Pam. I'll give you a stop here. Lips like rubber stamp, imprinting forbidding text. Upon your untouched pristine page, before my teasing tongue, like corrupted fluid, erases word by word and language, salacious strokes, replacing with tantalizing tip that flicks repeatedly, like unsterilized tattooist needle, scribing fervent promises in blood-red ink. Flash screams and heat of silence, weeping salt tears, tempting lips to drink of her wanted need, pausing only to view her apparent ache before breaking her once more with ribbons of soft, slow kisses in form of passionate punctuation in the poem.
Oh,
well.
This was very sensual all through, you know, I mean, the metaphors used in this, you know, the amazing, amazing, amazing. Lips like rubber stamp, imprinting forbidden text. I never heard that before. That's great, the way to start out. And Passion, what were your impressions on this poem?
I think he's following me. But I agree. The lips like rubber stamp and printing a forbidden text upon your untouched pristine page. Beautiful, beautiful imagery. And replacing with tantalizing tip that flicks repetitively like unsterilized tattooist needle, scribing fervent promises in blood red ink. Come on. I haven't heard that line either. But the tattoo, I mean, do we need to mention these tattoos again tonight?
Right.
This is
who
a
are
very
you referring to that?
Do what?
He said, who are you referring to, the tattoos?
Oh.
We have to have a contest about tattoos.
That's going to be the next, that's going to be my next contest. Tell me of your tattoos.
There you go.
Essential in tattoos.
There you go.
And This is a beautiful, beautiful write by Ink. He did a great job with the metaphors and painted an image that was embedded. So he did a great job.
Indeed, he did, yeah. And Bobby, what your thoughts on this poem?
My thought is we're out of time, so I'm just going to pass. But I loved it. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
well,
actually, Frank,
the show keeps on recording as long as, you know, I'm on, and which I am. So, I mean, it's gone off air, but he'll hear the comments on the recorded version. So everyone, please feel free to leave a little comment for Inquisition.
Thank you, Frau Administrator. Thank you. I never knew that. You learn, you hang around Pam, you learn stuff. I really like this. It almost qualifies as a brevity, but the way the word structure is laid out gives it some great emphasis. It's got word by word in language, salacious strokes. I mean, it's just really great the way the emphasis is laid out. Very well done.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. The way he has flesh screams in heat of silence, weeping salt tears, tempting lips to drink deep of her want and need. You know, that just screams passion there. And Frank, your thoughts?
No, I'm going to agree with you there. I thought he did a wonderful, wonderful job here. Encompassing, you know, the passion here. I like the way he used the prompt there, you know, in the incubus, which we know that is, there is the succubus and there's also the incubus there. I've done several poems on either one of those, and I thought he did a fantastic. The metaphors were great. I thought they were very central, but they were very, very apropos for this poem here. You know, I like the way he encompasses in the inn. You know, the soft, slow kisses in form of passionate punctuation. That was very evocative there, but I thought he did a wonderful job. It was a fantastic central piece.
Oh, absolutely. And Martha, your impressions?
I thought it was a beautiful central ride. It's exciting, and it just carried you away. It was a wonderful, wonderful piece.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, that is absolutely a wonderful central write. I like the way that the stanzas move and the use of the metaphors and imagery. It really reminded me of communicating through like texting and or writing love letters to each other. I really thought it had a beautiful way about it, and it was very well done.
Oh, that's a good observation there, texting. The way I look at it now, yeah, it's true. Yeah, the formatting is just really creative and unique. So bravo, Incubus, is just a great, great write here. So that brings us to the end of the show, guys. I'm so happy you hung out with us, and I want to thank everybody for Laurent for sticking by us for as long as he could, and Bobby and Laurent, Bobby and Frank and Martha there, and Passion, thank you. And thank you for the song, too. That was our intro song this week. And thank you so much, Pam, you know, I couldn't do this without you. You're such a great teacher and such a great inspiration. And thank you to Phil, too, you know, for all that she does. So I want to say a good night to everybody.
Buenas noches. Take care, everyone.
Take care, yes. Good night.
Yeah. Buenas noches.
Pam, did you have anything to add?
Oh, just a wonderful show tonight, Naomi. I was glad to have everybody call in and join us, and great topic, and I look forward to doing this again in a couple weeks. So have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care, everyone. Take care.